Hey yo, it's Big Nose and the Fat Man.
I'm Big Nose.
And I'm the Fat Man.
On today's podcast, we're doing a clip review.
But first, it's time for our sponsor.
Do you have hair? Do you have an ass? Then Dollar Shave Club is exactly what you need. Sign up today using our promo code
BIGFAT25.
That's in caps, BIGFAT25.
This code will get you the free manscaping sample box, which includes Dollar Shave Club's top quality razor, 4 extra blades, and Dr. Carver's shave butter. Also, a sample package of One Wipe Charlie's, which are butt wipes, not gonna lie. And 25% off your next purchase.
DollarShaveClub.com for all your manscaping needs.
Today we'll be talking about a scene from the book I Am Legend and comparing it to a scene from the movie.
I Am Legend is a novel written in 1954 by Richard Matheson that takes place in the late 70s after a virus outbreak that turned everyone into vampires. Robert Neville is a protagonist in a story, and he spends most of his time surviving and looking for a cure to the virus.
The movie adaptation of I Am Legend takes a different route. While the basis of the story is the same, the setting is much different. The movie takes place in New York, opposed to Los Angeles, like in the book. And instead of being set in the late 70s, the movie takes place in the early 2000s. There are many other differences between the movie and the novel. And today we're going to look at two very different, but similar scenes.
What scene you may be wondering? It was a hard decision to make, but we decided we wanted to compare the dog's death scene and the emotional effect of it.
First, we're going to read the page on which the dog dies, and then we will watch the scene, or in your case, listen to the scene that the dog dies in.
Okay, so here we go. This is the part from the book. Carefully, he sat down on the cool linoleum, sat patting the dog. You're a good dog, a good dog. His voice was calm. It was quiet with resignation. After about an hour, he picked up the dog for a moment. It struggled and started whining. But Neville talked to it again and again and soon calmed down. He sat down on his bed and held the blanket-covered dog in his lap. He sat there for hours holding the dog, patting, stroking, and talking. The dog lay immobile in his lap, breathing easier. It was about 11 that night when Neville slowly undid the blanket folds and exposed the dog's head. For a few minutes, it cringed away from his hand, snapping a little, but he kept talking to it quietly, and after a while, his hand rested on his warm neck and he was moving his fingers gently, scratching and caressing. He smiled down at the dog, his throat moving. "You'll be all better soon," he whispered, "real soon." Then his tongue flattered out and licked roughly and moistly across the palm of Neville's hand. Something broke in Neville's throat. He sat there silently while tears ran slowly down his cheeks. In a week, the dog was dead.
Wow, what an emotional moment for Robert Neville, a man who seems to have no luck. He's already lost his family and his sanity, and now he's lost the closest thing he's had to a friend in the past 3 years.
Very emotional indeed. You can really feel Neville's pain.
But now, how does it compare to the dog's death in the movie?
Thank you. It was super sad. I think it took everyone by surprise.
I was beyond sad. I was angry at Robert for not protecting Sam better. It was very heartbreaking to see Robert's best friend of 3 years passed in such a cruel way.
In my opinion, this is the most heartbreaking moment in the movie, compared to other heartbreaking moments. I feel like it's the most emotional scene because Sam was Neville's last piece of his family.
I agree. It was very hard to see such an innocent creature die in such a cruel way. It was almost as emotional as Robert's death.
Well, that's all for today. Tune in next week for a new clip review.
And don't forget to check out DollarShaveClub.com with promo code BIGFAT25. That's all for Big Nose and the Fat Man. Thanks for tuning in.